You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Gloria Ross again from New Life Assembly of God, and we're located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number is 321-255-6999. And remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen.
Well, we praise the Lord this morning for what wonderful day that he's allowed us to be in his presence, and also at this broadcast. We know that God loves us, and he's made it possible for us all to just look to him for our every need. And today we want to just get into the word of God concerning you are complete in him. And you really are. If you are born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you are complete in him. Because he made it so by taking his blood. He didn't use the blood of bulls and goats when he entered into the holy place. He took his own blood and deposited it on the mercy seat. So I'm speaking about a God that loves us all. And he wants to be in us all if we believe and trust in him. But I want to pray for you out there in Radio Land today that you would be receptive to what the word of God is saying. Open up your heart. And I pray that God will anoint your ears and your heart. Your ears to hear what's being said and your heart to receive the word of God. He's the only one that can open the understanding of your mind and give you an opportunity to receive what he has for you. Most holy and all-wise God, once again we approach thy throne of grace. Yes. To obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You are holy and you are righteous. You are the only one that makes a difference in our lives. So we look unto you, Lord Jesus. We ask for your help today, because we cannot do this thing on our own. We depend totally upon the power of the Holy Spirit and ask him to guide and lead us, the one that you prayed to the Father that he would send another comforter to us, which is the Holy Spirit. And you've already decreed in your word that the works that you did, that we shall do also, and greater works than these. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you for that wonderful opportunity to do greater works than what you've done, so that you and you alone can be glorified. Bless the hearers today. Bless each person on this panel. And, Lord, as we open up our hearts, we know that you're right here with us, because you've decreed in your word, where two or three gather together in your name, you said, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. So we welcome the power of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Lord Jesus Christ as he speaks to our hearts. We thank you so much, Father, for everything, because you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You sent not your Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
It is our intentions that the whole world be saved. We know that it is not going to happen, but God has told us what's in our hands is the word of God, to go into all the world and preach to every creature.
Amen.
And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So, Lord, we thank you for that opportunity today. Help us, anoint us, open up our eyes, that we will be able to speak the truth of your word and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen, Pastor.
Praise God. We want to look at the Word of God today in Colossians, the second chapter. We want to look at verse 9 and 10, and we'll go on from there, because the God that we serve is a good God, and He loves us all.
Yes.
And He's given us illustrations that we that are born again, we are complete in Him. But first of all, He said the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him. Can you imagine for a moment that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him? While He was walking this earth, the Godhead was inside of Him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't a wonderful thing there that He had everything in Him?
Amen.
That is why He was able to do the miracles and all the things that we looked at and what we read in the Word of God. And we see that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
Amen.
And I tell you, but He never used His deity to try to accomplish anything. He used what He set the example for us all to do, is that we should be filled with the Spirit of the living God and realize that we are in Him and He's in us, and the Father is in us as well. Praise God.
Amen.
So we are complete in Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. We don't need anything else but Jesus. He is all that we need.
Yes.
And no matter what you're going through today, no matter what problems you may have, He is enough for everything that we need.
Praise.
If you're suffering from sickness today, He is all that you need.
Praise.
No matter what the problem may be, look to Jesus, because He is all that you need. And the Word tells us that we are complete in Him. Complete in Him means that we don't have no other need that we can desire outside of Him.
Amen.
Because He is all that we need. And all we need is Jesus.
Amen.
All we need is Jesus. Praise God. That is who we need. Not only in the morning, not only on Sunday morning, not only midweek, but we need Jesus all the time.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I said all the time.
Yes, Pastor.
So we want to look at this Word and see when Jesus was saying that you are complete in Him. Praise God.
Yes.
If you are in Him today, you are complete. And the desires that we have as children of God is to walk in the completeness that Christ has afforded for us. And all of this completeness took place there on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
Can't leave that out. On the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, everything was complete right there, because He made it possible for us to walk in His accomplishment. We cannot do it on our own. We depend totally upon the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To be able to do what Christ has done for us. Praise God. Mr. Glory, would you read that? First of all, I want you to go back to the 9th verse there, where it talks about there that in Him dwells the fullness.
Yes, amen.
The fullness of the Godhead. And we know what the Godhead is. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Can you imagine for a moment? He said, within Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
He's all that's there.
Yes.
Praise God. He had everything in Him. Praise the Lord. And that's why He tells us in the next verse,
and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power.
Amen.
He is the head. He's the head of the church as well. The church needs to check in at headquarters to find out what He wants us to do.
Amen.
Praise God. Instead of carrying out our own programs and doing what we think that should be do, we need to check in the headquarters. He's the head of the church. Glory to God.
Yes,
and everything that we need to do, we need to check in the headquarters and stop trying to do our own programs or try to make everything fit the criteria that Jesus has said in his word. It's only through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. I must emphasize the Holy Spirit, because
Amen.
You cannot have church without the Holy Spirit. If he's not there, then you don't have no church. You just have a social club that's just talking to one another and carrying out your own agenda. But when the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in the local body,
Amen.
Glory to God, then we can come on and let's have church. Glory to God. Because the church right there is orchestrated, generated, motivated
Amen.
Through the power of the Holy
Amen,
Spirit.
Amen.
What do you say about that, evangelist?
Pastor, you summed it up well. So the Bible says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. The Holy Spirit is supposed to reign in you. And like you said, Pastor, they're not our sheep. They're God's sheep. Go to the master and find out what he want to feed his lambs and his sheep, Pastor. They're his fold, not ours.
Many times we feel as though that we own the sheep. We don't own any sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes, yes.
And a stranger they will not follow, because I give them eternal life, and no man is able to pluck them out of his hand.
Mm, praise.
Because his Father is greater than any man. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, Pastor.
His Father is greater than any man.
Amen.
But I want to tell you today that we are complete in him. So if you have sickness in your body, the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished that on Calvary's cross.
Yes, he did.
That's what he's done. And therefore, if you're in him, you are complete in him. And all you need to think of or to do is to receive what he's done for us at Calvary.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen, Pastor.
He received, you can receive. You can receive what he's done at Calvary's cross, because we're complete in him. There's nothing missing in our lives. What he's done is that when he saved us, he gave us everything that we need.
Yes, he
That's
did.
That's why in Galatians 5 there, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. All that's in us.
Yes.
We're complete. The fruit of the Spirit is in us.
Yes.
I mean, love and peace and joy.
Yes.
Meekness and long-suffering and temperance and, you know, all of the attributes of God is on the inside of us.
Amen.
Praise God. The problem is that we fail to allow them to manifest themselves, because we are walking with a carnal mind trying to produce something instead of allowing the Holy Spirit, who is God, to produce these things in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what happens. We try to produce these things from a natural perspective, but you're complete in Jesus.
Complete.
Complete. When something is complete, that means that there's nothing missing or nothing broken, that is all there, right there in you. When Jesus prayed to the Father that he will send another comforter which will abide with you and in you, he brought in all those fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Do y'all agree with that?
Amen. Yes, Pastor.
Everything that when the Holy Spirit came in, he brought all those fruit, all the attributes of God.
Yes, Pastor.
And they're in us. Praise God. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing there that we realize that what's on the inside of us. But we short-circuit these things because we don't walk according to the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We walk in the flesh.
That's right.
And God has said that he didn't want us walking in the flesh.
No.
Because in the flesh is an exercise of death.
Yes.
The flesh doesn't profit anything.
Yes.
So if you're complete in the Lord Jesus Christ, then walk in that completeness.
Amen. Amen.
Walk in that holiness. Glory to God. Walk in everything that he represents. Everything. Glory to God. So anybody got anything want to say?
Well, I know in the verses before that, in Colossians 2 and 6, it says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Praise God. As you have received him, so the Lord, so walk ye in him. That's verse 6. There's a mistaken there. Praise God. So you walk in what you have received. You receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. So therefore, you walk in him by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't walk in here with your carnal mind or trying to exercise your own thoughts and abilities. No, you depend on him. And he alone, he is enough. He said, you are complete in him. I cannot overemphasize that enough, that you are complete in him. You have everything that you need in the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you say about that, Evangelist?
Pastor, the word itself takes care of itself, Pastor. You know, while you was talking, Pastor, I was looking at the scriptures in Romans, the 8th chapter. You know, it said that they that are after the flesh do not mind the things of the flesh, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You have to walk in the Spirit, Father. The Holy Spirit has to be working through you, Pastor. We can't do this on our own. Jesus did not leave us comfortless. He sent the Holy Ghost to live inside of us. The Godhead, like you said, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What other completeness do you need, Pastor?
You have everything that you need.
You have everything we do.
You have the Lord Jesus Christ. You are complete in him.
Complete.
Outside of him, you are incomplete.
Mm-hmm. You're fighting against God.
But thank God that you're in him, and therefore you are complete. Praise God. And what a mighty work that took place. But the completeness that we have in him was all ascertained at the cross of Calvary. Jesus went there. He took everything there. He made it possible for us all to believe and trust in him so that we can walk in this completeness. Amen. You can't do it any other way, because in him was love. We can walk in this love.
Amen. Yes.
Because we're complete in him. Mm-hmm. In him was joy.
Yes.
We have the joy of the Lord.
Yes, we
do. I don't need Nehemiah to tell me about the joy of the Lord is my strength. I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. Because I'm complete in
him.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter what problems I may have, and we have an awful lot of problems, things that come up against us. But I want to tell you, we're still complete in him, because what he has done, he made it possible for us all. Glory to God. I am more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Through him. I'm complete in him. And through him, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me and gave himself for me. So there's nothing that can separate me from the completeness of who Christ is in my life. Amen. Minister Chloe, you got something you want to share with us with that? Praise God.
Well, I know he done it all at the cross of Calvary. Healing, that's complete in him.
Amen.
We are healed in Jesus' name. He done it at the cross. In 1 Peter 2 and 24, he says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He did it. Isaiah was looking up. Peter was looking back. So we are healed in Jesus' name. That's being complete in him.
Amen.
Amen.
And there were false teaching going on at the time. This is one of the reasons why it was spoken of that you don't need all of that. You are complete in me. Thank God that we are complete in him. If you're born again out there in Radio Land there, and you know what the Word of God says, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. You are complete in him. You don't have to look for any other source to try to meet whatever need that you may have. You are complete in the Master.
Amen.
Your elder brother and what he did for us all on Calvary's cross. When things come your way that is not measuring up to what you think they are, just think about the nail-scarred hands.
Amen.
Just think about the one that suffered on Calvary's cross, crown of thorns, nails in his hand and his feet,
yes,
an open wound in his side. Mm. You are complete in him because he made it possible for us all to that born again and believe him and walk in what he said. We're completing him. Let's look at the next verse there going down. Praise God. In Colossians 2 and verse 11 and go on down, because we're talking about the completeness in Christ. If you are in Christ, glory to God, you are a new creation.
Yes.
Glory to God. You remember we talked about that. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Praise God. Being complete in Jesus. There's nothing else I need. All I need is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Irrespectively of all the other additives and things that will try to induce me to satisfy my appetite with what they are doing. Excuse me. I'm complete.
Amen.
And that's how I have to see it. I'm complete in him. He would have never said it if it wasn't true.
Amen.
In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. By the circumcision of Christ. Listen, I tell you something. A lot of people don't realize the sins of the flesh.
Yes.
Things that the flesh is got them doing, and they get convicted when the Holy Spirit say, well, listen, you are in Christ. Listen, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 there, glory to God. Listen. All we need is Jesus when we are in him. Praise God.
Amen.
A lot of folks might say, well, I just disagree with that. Well, it's all right. You can sit on the fence until you get the revelation.
Amen.
That you are complete in him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ.
Well, we're talking about in Christ, because if you are complete in him, you are in Christ.
Amen.
He is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If you be in Christ. We're not saying everybody that are in Christ. It says if you be in Christ, positionally speaking.
Yes.
If you're in Christ, you are a new creation. God sees you as if you've never sinned.
Amen.
That's the beauty of
That's
it all.
Right.
Amen.
A clean slate.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He sees you as you've never sinned because the old things are passed away. Now, that doesn't mean that you will change your pigmentation, the
yes.
color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you'll grow any taller. It does not mean that. It means that in your spirit, that has taking place there. And this is what he's saying, a new creature in Christ Jesus. He's talking about a spiritual transformation.
Amen.
Here. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I like 18, the 18th verse, Pastor. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
God.
God.
Well, God, folks were walking around looking for God, and God was in Christ.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? They were looking for God, but God was in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what was he doing in Christ? He was bringing back.
Mm-hmm.
That word reconcile means to be brought back.
Yes.
He brought everybody back
to himself. Mm-hmm.
To himself. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why all things were of God who was in Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we are in Christ. Praise God. We are complete in him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We're completing him. And if you're out there in Radio Land, if you're born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you are completing him as well. Praise God. There's no need to try to look for any other source to satisfy your desires or whatever your need may be. All you need to do is to look to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because he's
Amen.
The one that Amen. Will meet every need that you have. This is why you are complete in him. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing to know that we're completing him. If there's peace that we need, all we need to do is to look to Jesus.
Amen.
Because we are completing him. Praise God. Evangelist, you have something that you want to say concerning this matter here? Because we all are complete in him.
Pastor, you were speaking on Colossians. When we've still got the verse 10, Pastor said, all things are, and ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Pastor, we don't want to leave that out, because guess what? Every demonic spirit, Pastor, is under subjection. Jesus made it complete. God took care of that. That's the that enemy for us. He put him under subjection through Christ. So everything that we're going through, like you said, whatever they're going through, the problem, Pastor, it comes from the enemy, but God is greater than the enemy. All we got to do is, Pastor, keep on praying. Prayer is power. Power is prayer. Don't stop praying. Don't stop reading your word. Don't stop seeking God's face. Cry out to the King, because he made you complete in the King. He made you complete, Pastor.
So he's above all principalities and powers.
Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that will come up against us that we're not able to withstand us to do. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be
yes.
strong in the Lord. He never said to be strong in himself.
Amen.
He said to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
Amen. In the power of his might. So be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, and you can put on that whole armor of God that you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to his wonderful name, completeness. We are complete. We walk in the completeness. Whatever your desires are, your needs, it will be met through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what is happening. That is what is happening. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Stay tuned for Station ID. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Well, we're back. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Keep in mind that your completeness is in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you need peace, he's the one that will give you peace.
Yes,
he is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. So whatever desires you may have, whatever problems you may be going through, just stand firm and say, Lord, I thank you, because
yes.
you've defeated all those powers of darkness and rulers and all these wicked spirits and everything. You've completed all of those things to take an authority over them at the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And
Pastor,
we are in you and you're in us, and therefore we are complete in him. In Colossians 2 and verse 14 and 15,
go ahead, Pastor,
which is a very prominent verse of scripture here, because we are in Christ. Glory to God. We're not in the church building. We're in Christ.
Amen, Pastor.
We're not in an organization, but we're in Christ.
Amen.
We are in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Evangelist, you want to read that 14, 15 verse there? Praise God, because when we realize the completeness that we have and everything that Jesus has done for us, he did it all for us.
Left nothing undone, Pastor.
Praise God.
The Bible says in 2 Colossians, the 14, 15 verse, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Amen.
Verse 15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, there it is in verse 10, Pastor.
Yes.
He made a show. Pastor, this wasn't done in the dark. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Go ahead, Pastor.
And he did that right there on Calvary's cross. So what he's done for us, and we are in him, we're complete. Praise the Lord. We are complete in him.
In him.
The scriptures tells us that. And we believe it. We have to believe it, that we are complete in him. So,
amen.
Healing, if you need healing in your body, praise the Lord, you look to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But most folks today will run to try to look to the doctors, and there's nothing wrong with doctors or medical men that study the science. But I want to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the chief physician. So if you look to him, he's able to meet your need. He can write a prescription for you, glory to God, where you don't have to pay to get it cash. All you need to do is believe it.
Amen.
Glory to God. You are complete in him. Praise God. Amen. Somebody say in him.
In him.
Oh, in him we move and yes. we live yes. and we have our being. That's praise the word. God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. To be complete in the master. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Amen.
And there are folks that are suffering out there. Born again believer, tongue talking, Bible toting, foot stomping, hand clapping, all of them out there, but they still have problems in their lives. But I want to tell you, you have the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your completeness.
Amen.
Trust him.
Amen.
Believe what he said in his word.
Amen,
glory to God.
Amen.
And he would bring all of that to pass.
Amen.
So the healing, Minister Glory, when it says here that we're completing him. So now if you need peace of mind, mm-hmm. the enemy has been ravishing your mind because you fail to renew your mind according to what the word of God says. Mm-hmm. You walk with a carnal mind. So the enemy, what he does is that he is trying to steal from you mm-hmm. by keeping you from renewing your mind according to the word of God.
Amen.
Because you are in him.
Amen, Pastor.
Glory to God. So what in Christ I'm referring to. So what happened is that he'll try to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do with the help of the Holy Spirit, realizing through revelatory insight that you are in him. Mm-hmm. And the revelation comes to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
So then you say, wait a minute, I am complete mm-hmm. in Christ. Mm-hmm. I may need, my flesh may be crying out for things of the flesh, but I'm no longer walking in the flesh. I'm walking in the Spirit
yes.
of the living God.
Yes.
Whatever the Word of God says is what I believe, and I don't discount any of those things. I look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You have mentioned about peace, Pastor. You
yes.
know, Jesus has said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Mm-hmm. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The world can't give you peace.
mm-hmm.
The world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We are going through some times now, but you still can have the peace of God because
yes.
we are complete in him. He's given us peace. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, I remember in Matthew 11:23, he says, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden,
yes.
and I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Take up my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Give him all your problems. He said, casting all our cares upon him because he cared for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, if you're in him, so you're in the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Praise God. So whatever peace that you need, just look to the Lord. I've often said that whatever we need is in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And all I need is in Christ. He meets every need. We trust him and depend upon him for everything. He is the lifter of my head.
Yes.
When I'm holding my head down, I realize that Jesus Christ never told me to hold my head down. He said, you look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
So what it is that we want to just stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and everything that he's done to be complete in Christ. He's telling the Colossians, you are complete. You don't need anything outside of me. I have everything that you need.
Amen.
Praise God. And more. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Pastor.
So we thank God for whatever it is. It is. Minister Glory, you quoted 1 Peter 2 and verse 4 when you were saying that if you need healing in your body, glory to God. Jesus is our healer.
Amen.
So we look to him, praise God, and he'll write a prescription for you that he doesn't have to use any ink. You don't have to take it to a pharmacy.
Amen.
All you need to do is just say, thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you for the prescription. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man will come and write a prescription out for you, and it'll cost you some money. But if you are in Christ Jesus, you are complete. And he is the great physician, and he's watching over us all. Praise
Amen.
God. So all we need to do is to do what he said. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
He is the great physician.
He's the great physician.
Amen.
And we are in him.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that when you find in the word in him, through him, by him,
yes,
in whom,
yes,
and so forth, he's talking about the Messiah, talking about Jesus Christ, our Savior. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So when we're walking in him, we're walking in completeness.
Yes, Pastor.
We're walking in completeness.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
To
Jesus
be complete
went to the
in him.
Excuse me, Pastor.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Amen. Amen.
No, go ahead. Yes,
Pastor, this is a beautiful book. God sent his only son into the world, Pastor. And not only did Jesus come into the world to redeem us from sin, but sicknesses and diseases, all our infirmities, Pastor, all we need is the word, one word, complete. Everything we have to do, don't have to run to the left, to the right, to this man, to that man. Run to the cross, run to Jesus, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, like in Jeremiah 1 and verse 12, it talks about here that that God hastened his word to perform it. So when we believe what his word says, he's in a hurry to get there so that he can perform this word. Praise
yes.
God. If we believe, if we believe and trust in him, glory to God, we don't need anything outside of Jesus.
Nothing, Pastor.
He's all I need.
Go ahead, Pastor.
He's all I need.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is all I need.
Amen.
He died for me on Calvary's cross. He took all my sins away.
Amen.
Jesus loved me. Jesus died for me. Therefore, I'm complete in him. Oh, yes, we are complete
Amen.
In him. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people say, well, you can't carry a tune. But I tell you one thing.
Praise God.
I can carry the love of God that's
Amen.
Been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
Which he has given unto us.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else got something they want to say? Because we don't need anything outside of Jesus.
Amen.
If the scripture says that we are complete in him, then we use all of the resources and everything that Christ has done for us on Calvary's cross. We use that because we are complete in him.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Him. I wonder how many ministers out there, how many saints out there realize that you are complete in him. When something is complete, I mean, you don't need anything outside of him.
Praise.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this sleepy spirit in Jesus' name. Anything that's trying to put me to sleep, Lord, to keep from ministering your word, I take authority
Amen.
Over it according to God's word. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I command it to loose its hold.
Amen.
Come out of the eyes sockets right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we give you praise for everything. In Jesus' mighty name, because I am complete in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else got something they want to say? Because whatever your need, maybe if it's a financial need, you're complete in Christ.
Yes, Pastor.
You are complete in Christ.
God will meet all your needs.
That's
right. Not your greeds, Pastor. He'll meet your need. But, Pastor, you made a statement when you were singing, right? You said about your singing, Pastor. I heard that God loves canaries and crows, Pastor. Now, listen. The Bible said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. They don't care how you sound, Pastor. God knows us. But guess what? It's the sacrifice that you made to do it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. That's what God is pleased about. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, Pastor.
Amen.
So guess what? God knows your voice. He knows your voice, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're saying is from the Lamb of God, Pastor. It's all written here in the pages. If we just believe what the pages are saying to us, Pastor. God written it down. History, his story. This all about Jesus. There ain't nothing about nothing else. Finances. He'll bless us spiritually, physically, and financially, Pastor. God didn't leave nothing undone.
No, he didn't. He did not leave anything undone. Everything that was needed. But the consecration is that we, and the realization is that we live in him.
In him, Pastor.
In him we live, praise God.
And move
God.
And have our being.
So what happened is that the Lord Jesus Christ, by us believing and trusting in him, will have eternal life.
Yes.
And everything that he has within himself fulfilled our need and our desire as a child of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Are you out there in Radio Land completing him? Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you said, Lord, I thank you. I've been making a mess of a lot of things that were going on. But I know that there's no mess in you.
Amen.
It's nothing but truth. And you will tell me exactly what I'm able to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I thank God for whatever it is, because you quoted 1 Peter 2:24 in terms of if you need healing, meditate on the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Meditate on the word of God. And it says that him, his own self, bared our sins in his own body on the tree.
On the tree.
That we might be. That we might be, glory to God, the righteousness of God in him. He bared our sins. He took it and nailed it on the tree, that we be dead to sins and alive unto God.
Amen.
And by his stripes we are healed. It's amazing when we say that we are complete in him, that means that we don't look for no other source for help. Amen.
I took care of that.
We don't look for no other source for help. We believe in him, and he would... will meet our need, and we stay whole on everything that he said until it come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Until it comes to pass. We serve a good God.
Yes,
loving
we do.
And kind.
Yes,
we
do.
Are in him, and he's in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We are in him.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
No matter what is going on, we are in Christ. No matter how things may seem, we are in Christ.
We are
in him, and we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Yes.
And gave himself for us.
Yes.
Praise God. And that's all that matters, that we love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are in him, Evangelist. Mr. Glory, you are in him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Not only being in him, but you are complete in him.
Amen. Complete.
You should
in
not
him.
Be looking any other for any other source other than what Jesus Christ has provided for us on the cross of Calvary. Glory to God.
Amen.
He provided it on the cross of Calvary. Glory to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord for the cross. Thank you for
Lord
the cross.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you,
you
so
Jesus
much
went
for
to the
everything.
Cross. Yes.
Because you did it for us all.
Yes.
On Calvary's cross. And that's why I can stand and affirm and say that I am complete in him. Outside of him, I am incomplete.
Mm.
I need more than an incomplete. I need Jesus. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
And in him is all that I need. All that I need.
Amen.
All that I need. Jesus Christ is all I need.
Amen. Amen.
All I need. all I need, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
He stretched forth his nail-scarred hand, touched my weary body.
Amen.
That is what he done for me. I am complete in him.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, Holy
Amen.
Ghost, help us
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, help us.
Amen.
When we realize that we are complete in Jesus. Glory to God. I'm talking about completeness
Amen.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody on this panel should have something to say about the completeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise. But we thank God, Pastor, because when we came to Christ, first of all, Jesus saw us when we came to him, Christ. And the day that we came to him, Jesus saw us as a complete work because his work was already done. When we came to Christ, Pastor, he gave us a free will to either accept him or to reject him. And we accepted him. So when we did, Pastor, we was complete. From the day we came into Christ and accepted him and opened our mouth and confessed him in our heart, confessed with our mouth, believe in our heart that God was raised from the dead, Pastor, Jesus put us on a new, gave us a new walk. He gave us a new talk. Father, I thank you. I praise you for what you have done for everyone on this panel. And Father, people that's out there that's listening, somebody's in need.
Yes.
Somebody needs an answer to prayer. Prayer is power. Power is prayer. God's going to meet you because you're complete in him. If you trust what he says, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to use your peanut mind. Just believe and quote the word. Pastor say, invoke the word. Say that word out loud and just speak to the enemy. Say, no, 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 no. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going out and coming in because I'm complete in the King. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
And every resource that we need that comes from man, but it's not the source of God.
Amen.
Because it could be easily cut off. And I want to tell you today out there in Radio Land that by you being complete in him, 1 Peter 2 and verse 24 is your prescription
Amen.
For the day. Glory to God. You can take that to the bank. You can take that to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. Because God's word shall not return unto him void.
Amen.
It shall accomplish the purpose whereinto he sent it.
Yes.
My God. I just want to tell you, you are in him. We are in him. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God that we are in him. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the best place to be is in the Messiah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's why when he comes back, he's coming back with those that have died before us. He's bringing them back. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we can set up this army, my Lord, and be able to be a beneficiary to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In him. That's very important. That preposition, I am, or I in, puts us positionally in Christ.
In him.
In him, praise God. In him, glory to God. Can you imagine for a moment that if he had done anything according to his deity, we would have never been able to do it because we are not God.
No.
But thank God that he did everything as the Son of Man. Praise God, as the Son of Man.
Yes, Son
and he
of
made
man.
It possible for us all to walk in victory. Walking in victory is in the completeness of God. Amen.
That
it's
is.
It's in the completeness of God. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us on Calvary's cross, that has completed us, the ones that believe and accepted him as Lord and Savior. I tell you, we serve a good God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are in him. Our lives don't belong to ourselves. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ because we were bought with a price.
Amen.
Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 6
Amen.
And verse 19 tells us that. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We may not be somebody here at the radio station. We may not be somebody in the supermarket, but when we're home, we are somebody.
Amen.
Because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I said the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are completing him.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. 19 and 20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not of your own?
Amen.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We are in him and he's in us. Glory to God. And we are not our own, as he said. And we are not our own, because the purchase price was a phenomenon. It was so powerful that it begs for a description. That purchase price was done there on Calvary's cross.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his life for us, that he might live his life through us. And I tell you something, he paid a heavy price for everything that we are doing and the position that he's made possible for us to be in him. A lot of people may not understand this. In him, you're complete. But I want to tell you that whatever your need may be out there in Radio Land, you may need finances. You may need a place to stay. You may need an automobile. I don't know what your needs are, but the revelatory insight that's given by the power of the Holy Spirit will show somebody your physical need.
Amen.
And glory to God.
Yes, Pastor.
And God will provide. Praise the Lord.
He will provide.
Because you are in him.
Amen.
In him is a very important phrase there. In him. And what he does is things are being done by him. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But he's always part of the equation. In him, by him, mm-hmm, for him. Because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus,
yes,
unto
yes,
good works. Glory
unto
to
good
God.
Works.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being in you.
Amen.
Thank you for being complete in you. We don't lack anything, because if it's complete, all of our need are met right there in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Pastor.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're complete in you. Evangelist, you got anything else you want to say concerning this completeness? Because we're not just complete on Wednesday night or Sunday morning, Sunday night. We're complete every minute of the day. Glory to God.
Amen,
because
Pastor,
we are in him.
Pastor, when we wake up in the morning, we go to bed, we put him first. And then if you put God first throughout the day, he'll be with you throughout the whole day. And then when you lay down and give him last place, Pastor, you're going to wake up, Pastor, and ready to do it again. Because you live and move and have your being in Christ Jesus. Everything we get, when we got up this morning, Pastor, and we got ready for church. This is church. We got ready to come here, Pastor. God already saw the intents of our heart.
Amen.
He saw our hearts, Pastor, because we are complete in him. We was focused on the purpose to meet our King. And not only to meet our King, but to share the word of God with the people over the radio waves, Pastor.
Yes.
Somebody is listening. Somebody's going to get a need met today. And I pray right now, God, meet your need this very second. Now faith is, because you're hearing the word of God and his word is not going to go out void. Just believe what God said to you. He called you. You're his daughters and you're his sons. So I just thank God that Pastor's talking about being complete in him. We don't have nowhere else to run to.
That's right.
You can run to these other religions, but our religion, well, religion is searching for God. We know who he is. We're running to the King. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. Run to the one that created you.
Well, once they run to him and now receive him and become part,
yes,
of
Pastor,
him, they're walking in that divine protection there. They're walking in everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has afforded for us all on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
It's a mighty thing there in terms of what he's done. Praise the Lord.
Praise him, Pastor.
A mighty thing. So if he's done it, then then we are capable of doing it because we are in him.
Amen.
We are in him. Glory to God. So whatever need you may have, the Lord Jesus Christ is the need meter.
Amen.
He will meet your need.
Amen.
He will meet your need. Well, I see that we're coming down to a close. Keep in mind that you are complete in him if you're born again. This message is for all the brothers and sisters out there in radio land there. If you are in need, do what the word of God says. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ who you are part of.
Amen.
He's the author and finisher of your faith. He is the one that has made it possible. So by him going to Calvary's cross and taking on the sins of the world and everything that went along with it, and now I am born again, I am complete in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, in the closing moments, I just want to have Minister Glover, she would just ask for your, or extend an invitation for you to open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Because so he stands at the door and knock. So and if any man will hear his voice and open up that door, he will come unto him and sup with him. So stay tuned and listen to what my wife has to say about getting in him so you can be complete in him.
Okay, then. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Open up your hearts, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth on righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, call on his name right now.
Amen.
Shall be saved by faith.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you all out there in Radio Land. I thank the panel once again for Evangelist Copeland being with us and Minister Glory of New Life Assembly. Listen, I thank you all, and I ask the Lord's blessings to be upon you. And remember out there in Radio Land, if you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, meeting the criteria of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, then you are in him and you are complete in the risen Savior and the ascended Lord. God bless you all out until the next broadcast.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.